A much-needed break in precipitation is going to occur across portions of the eastern Midwest as we go out through the next several days. There is a small storm system that will come up from the southwest over the day on Friday that might generate a little bit of shower activity, certainly in Kentucky, and just to the immediate north of the Ohio River, possibly. This storm system is has been played around with, if you will, by the forecast models this week, and it's still a little bit low confidence as to exactly what path the system will take, but I have to be honest, I believe the system is most likely to take this more southerly track, and that will help to keep precipitation mostly no further north than southern Ohio and portions of extreme southeastern Indiana as well as Kentucky. And this again will occur as we go from late Thursday night into Friday. The system should be out of the way by the time we get to Saturday morning. There could be a few lingering showers at that time in the easternmost parts of the region. High pressure will dominate the rest of the eastern Midwest, not only during this particular period of time, but all the way through the first day or two of next week. There will be a frontal system that will be pushing into the region, coming into Illinois and parts of Wisconsin as early as Monday afternoon, but not reaching into Indiana or Ohio until we get into Tuesday night or Wednesday of next week. So there may be upwards to 5 days worth of good drying conditions occurring across the area. Recent rains have actually been light biased in many areas across parts of central and northern Indiana and parts of Ohio as well, but the frequency's been too high. And with this next several days of somewhat drier weather coming up, there will be an opportunity for aggressive field work and some significant catch-up work to take place. With all that said, it's still going to be cool across parts of the region for a little while, and warming would certainly help the situation a great deal. But I'm sure that most of us will not complain about the milder conditions as long as it's not raining anymore. The high temperatures across the region today are expected to stay mostly in the 60s across the lower Midwest. In fact, much of the Midwest will be in that same mode. We'll look for the high temperatures tomorrow to work their way into the upper 60s and lower 70s and stay there probably on Friday afternoon, and on Saturday we'll see just a few more 70s across the region. Our warmest weather will come late in the weekend and early next week when we'll get high into the 70s. Maybe a few locations in the south will get up close to 80 or slightly above. And it looks as though the precipitation prospects for next week will be increasing again, with a weak frontal system moving across the region and probably becoming somewhat stationary in a couple of little waves of disturbed weather moving along the frontal boundary. This will likely generate some increased amount of frequency of rain for the region, and so that adds all the more importance to this a little break in precipitation from now into Tuesday of next week. The temperature bias next week should stay seasonable to slightly warmer bias, and that will also help to increase drying rates between storm systems. In hard red winter wheat country, it looks as though there's going to be a problem with persistent frequent showers and thunderstorms occurring across the region late this weekend through all of next week. The rain amounts that occur every day won't necessarily be substantially high, but the frequency will be great enough to promote more rust and scab issues across the central plains and possibly raise some grain quality issues across the southern parts of the plains where there's going to be a high enough frequency of precipitation while the crop is filling and maturing to raise that potential issue. Otherwise, I think most of the U.S. crop areas will see a relatively good week of weather coming up. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.